And one of the things that I've learned through the years is no one does anything that causes them fear until the why gets bigger than the fear. And as soon as you've got a really big why, you can learn to do something in your life that causes you stress, but you say to yourself, that's okay, I'm going to stretch and I'm going to grow. So why do you want to do this? Why do you want to be a leader? Success is not an event. It's not a thing that happens. It's a process. And choices are the tools. Your attitude toward life is a choice. Whether you choose to exercise and get fit, it's a choice. You can choose it, but then you have to develop the actions and the habits that support the choice. You can choose to get fit, but you have to put on your gym shoes and do something about it in order to get fit. So the choices and the habits you develop about the choices are what are going to make these things possible for you. People often make decisions based on emotion, and they justify it with logic. They say, oh, yes, I have to do this and that and the other, and they make up reasons. But the real base of what they chose was an emotional decision, often fear-based. Instead, I would like you to make choices for your life which are based on good, logical decisions. And then you'll have positive emotions flow out of those decisions because your life will cumulatively, choice after choice, get better and better and more the way you want it to be.